Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. It comes from the American Chemical Society News Service Weekly Press Pack, July 14, 2021. New spray could someday help heal damage after a heart attack. A minimally invasive exosome spray repairs heart after myocardial infarction, published in the journal ACS Nano. Before we move on, let me say that the point here is to find a good way to grow new heart tissue to replace the stuff damaged in the heart attack. Special cells called stem cells are known to help grow new tissue, but they're tough to control in a complex space like a beating heart. This new idea might help a lot. Back to the article. Heart attack, or myocardial infarction, is one of the leading causes of death worldwide. Although modern surgical techniques, diagnostics, and medications have greatly improved early survival rates from these events, many patients struggle with the long-term effects of permanently damaged tissue, and the 5-year mortality rate remains high. Now researchers reporting in the ACS Nano Journal have developed a minimally invasive exosome spray that helped repair rat hearts after myocardial infarction. Scientists have explored using stem cell therapy as a way to regrow tissue after a heart attack. But introducing stem cells directly to the heart can be risky because it could trigger an immune response or grow uncontrollably, resulting in a tumor. Therefore, researchers have tried injecting exosomes, membrane-bound sacs containing proteins, liquids, and nucleic acids secreted by stem cells, into the heart. But they often break down before they can have a therapeutic effect. Others have developed cardiac patches or scaffolds that help implanted exosomes last longer, but they usually must be placed on the heart during open chest surgery. Zhefeng Zhao and colleagues wanted to develop an exosome solution that could be sprayed into the heart through a tiny incision, avoiding that major surgery. The researchers mixed exosomes from stem cells with fibrinogen, a protein involved in blood clotting. They added this solution to a tiny double-barreled syringe that contained a separate solution of another clotting protein called thrombin. When the team sprayed the solutions out of the syringe onto the rat's heart through a small chest incision, the liquids mixed and formed an exosome-containing gel that stuck to the heart. A mini endoscope was inserted through the small incision and guided the spray needle. In rats that had recently had a heart attack, the exosome spray lasted longer, healed injuries better, and boosted the expression of beneficial proteins more than the heart-injected exosomes. In pigs, the spray caused less severe immune reactions and less surgical stress than open-chest surgery. The spray is a promising strategy to deliver therapeutic exosomes for heart repair, the researchers say. The authors acknowledge funding from the National Natural Science Foundation of China and the Natural Scientific Fund of Jiangsu Province. So, by coating the damaged heart tissue with kind of a goo, by spray painting two mixtures onto the heart tissue through a small incision, these scientists have found a way to get the products of stem cells to the places that need repair in controllable amounts and in a way that sticks to the damaged meat long enough to start growing the new tissues. You know, when I was a kid, people had a heart attack, they would die pretty quickly, or they would be debilitated by a heart that didn't heal well. Now these measures developed for immediate response to heart attack victims have greatly lessened the number of folks that die pretty quickly. I'm happy to see that work like this might get us to a place where the chances for a more active life are better. A friend of mine who was a skilled welder used to tell people that he could mend anything except the break of dawn and a broken heart. These Chinese experimenters may have made a dent in the broken heart problem, but I guess we'll have to take a look at NASA to work on the dawn thing. Well, enough for now. I'll be back with more science stuff soon, but for now, goodbye.